Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Monday, October 21st. Corn and wheat sold off during the day, finishing well off the overnight highs. But soybeans were able to hold in pretty well, took out Friday's low just by a quarter cent from 9.30 and a half down to 9.30 and a quarter, and were able to stay pretty much inside Friday's range. So let's take a look at corn first. December finishing down 3.75 cents at 3.87 and a quarter, about 6.5 cents off earlier highs, settling right on the 20-day moving average. So we have been holding above that in the recent rally. We'll see if the market can bounce off of there. Funds were short about 90,000 contracts on last week's commitment of traders report, and on Friday's report it had them cutting that short position down to about 65,000. So we'll see and await any fresh bullish news in order to maybe get another round of short covering. But absent that news, the market has obviously drifted lower here. Taking a look at the wheat, we had December Chicago finished down 8.75 cents, 5.23 and a half. Kansas City, December down 8.25 cents, 4.25 and a half, both about 12 cents off the overnight highs. And Minneapolis, December down 6.75 cents at 5.37 and three quarters, about 8 cents off the overnight highs there. So we had short covering in that Chicago contract, a bit running out of steam. Commitment of Traders report on Friday showed the funds short about 10,000 contracts, down from the previous 20,000, but that did not include the about 20-25 cent rally from Wednesday through Friday. It looks like those funds flipped from a short position maybe to a short long position, maybe 10 to 12,000 contracts. And with that exhaustion of short covering, that rally ran out of a bit of steam there. Taking a look at the Kansas City contract, finished off the highs, like I said, about 12 cents, and you did put in an outside down day on the charts where we traded above Friday's high and then finished below Friday's low. So that's a negative chart pattern as well. Funds still short in the Kansas City contract, but cutting that down by about 12,000-13,000 contracts from 40 to about 25,000. Taking a look at the beans, November finished down 0.75 cents, 9.33 and a quarter. Again, only took out Friday's low by a quarter cent and then finished a few cents above there. Funds have also been buying beans recently, going from a long position of about 7,000 last week to long about 60,000 this week. Although there is a bit of I guess negative news in the bean markets, the drier areas in Brazil and Argentina declining with some recent helpful rains, and the bean planting in Brazil finally hitting that five-year average at about 21% after lagging for a while. So I think the markets are more paying attention to the fact that after the announcement that China in this phase one deal allegedly going to be signed sometime in November if all goes well, pledging to buy 40 to 50 billion in ag goods. Last week, went ahead and bought another 8 to 9 cargoes of beans out of Brazil, so still a little bit cheaper on the Brazil side. So until we see some news of new purchases from China, the rally in beans may also be stalling out as well. So kind of a technical trade today. And again, with the funds covering shorts and turning into longs across the board in the ag sector here, maybe a little stalling out of the recent rally. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.